The Girl at the Lion d'Or by Sebastian Foulkes, read by James Wilby. The French newspapers in the 1930s offered a mixture of rumour, spite and inaccuracy. There was usually plenty of scope for all three. One bright November morning, a national daily on the streets of Paris offered three items on its front page. The first brought the latest news of the investigation into the death of a government minister, Roger Salengro, whose body had been discovered by his maid in his apartment in Lille. The second concerned some final ramifications of the Stavisky affair, a matter of bribery and high finance, in which only the suspicious demise of the protagonist himself 2 years earlier had prevented the involvement of an even greater number of powerful people. The third story rated no more than a paragraph at the bottom of the page. A female intruder had been surprised in the garden of the Prime Minister's official residence. A negligent security guard was being questioned, but the police were not hopeful of finding her. The girl, believed to be from Paris, is said by police to be approximately 20 years old. The Prime Minister, Monsieur Léon Blum, was last night unavailable for comment. These were the formulations of a tired journalist on a wet Friday night, anxious to finish and go home. In an editorial comment held over for 3 days owing to pressure on the space, the newspaper asked questions about security at the Prime Minister's house. Two or three readers wrote letters expressing their surprise at the incident. The security guard was dismissed. Nothing was ever heard of the girl again, and there the matter rested. Compared to the deaths of public men like Stavisky and Salengro, the fate of an unknown girl was not important. It had no significance. Part 1. Chapter 1.